The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, everybody. Pat Finken sitting in for Scotty at the What's On Your Mind radio programming, broadcasting from coast to coast. Oh, no, really, just North Dakota and parts beyond.
Are you kidding? iHeartRadio, we had a Ukraine call.
That is true.
I got us in Cancun, so I guess we are going to coast to coast.
You were working while you were in Cancun?
I pulled it up. I just wanted to see if it worked. I thought, hey, wait a minute. I wonder if we can get us an iHeartRadio.
Sure enough, I shut it off right away
because I thought, wait a minute, I'm on my honeymoon. I don't want to know anymore.
You are really a boring guy, man. I'll tell you, that's tragic.
We're true. I am a boring guy. Yeah.
Anyway, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is Pat Finken sitting in for Scotty in the What's On Your Mind radio talk show here on KFIRE. We're also carried on stations across North Dakota. And I don't even know where Scotty's at today.
I don't either. He was just kind of gone.
Vague about it. Yeah. It's probably some secret, you know, top secret junket for John McCain or something. So going off to some faraway land. Anyway, lots going on in the state of North Dakota, a lot going on nationally. And we're going to try to talk about all those things. And, of course, we always start the first half hour with your calls, because what we really care about is what's on your mind, what you want to talk about today. And, Todd, you want to give us the numbers for the show? Because I can never retain them in my puny male brain.
Well, here I thought, oh, that's right, we're on your speed dial. You don't have to actually dial the individual numbers. That's why you don't. I know how that goes. Because we're in a whole day and age where people don't know anybody's phone numbers. You just put the name in the...
Actually, what's funny about that, somebody asked me for my home number the other day. You could remember that.
Well, you never call your own home number.
Yeah, well,
right?
that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
So. I go with
it. Has nothing to do with me getting older.
1-800-228-0550, or if you're in Bismarck, Mandan, you don't have to dial as many digits, 2-580-550.
So if you want to, you know, talk about what's on your mind today, you're welcome to join the show. As I mentioned before, there's, of course, a lot going on in this big world, and always seems to be the case, both here in North Dakota and abroad. But we've got a great show lined up for you. Not only are we going to be doing, the open phones today, which is always interesting when you listen to this show, we must have the smartest guests or the smartest listeners in the planet, because they talk about good stuff on this show. But we also have coming up a pretty smart guy himself. Governor Jack Dalrymple is going to come on board, and we're going to talk a little bit about pipeline developments. Of course, his big summit was last week, where they announced a couple of new pipelines. In addition to that, some plans for the future. And, of course, everybody knows that pipelines are critical to solving a lot of the issues here in the state of North Dakota as it relates to oil development. There's some big plans to reduce flaring and move more oil by pipeline instead of rail. And so all those things are critically important, and the governor's working on getting that head in the right direction. In fact, I saw the other day, Todd, that the number right now in planning for North Dakota, there's $9.6 billion. That's $1 billion.
$1 billion
in pipeline work being done in the state of North Dakota, either here or in some fashion to be built to serve North Dakota. So not all of that's in the ground here. Of course, they're going to try to get it to Cushing and to Duluth and maybe out to the western seaports. But, yeah, it's crazy, man. It's $9 billion. Anyway, Governor Jack Dalrymple is going to be on later to talk about that. In addition to that, at 10:30, we're going to have Ag Commissioner Doug Goring come in. The commissioner wanted to get on the show and talk a little bit about a new IRS ruling, a change in their policy as it relates to capital purchases and how that's going to have an adverse effect on not only the farm industry here in North Dakota, but also ag manufacturing. And so we're going to talk about that. And, of course, we've always got to take a little time and talk about the effect of the EPA on agriculture and energy development in North Dakota. As you know, they've taken a very strong hand in terms of what they're going to try to do to restrain or really, it has some dire effect on North Dakota's energy business. So if you look at what it means for coal on the recent activities of the EPA, but also on farming as it relates to the Clean Water Act. This is kind of, you talk about government overreach and heavy-handedness. Holy cow. We're talking about the possible effect of billions of dollars in terms of regulatory impact and really wiping out our coal industry here in North Dakota. So Commissioner Goring's going to be on talking about that. And it looks like we've got our first caller of the day. Why don't we go jump right into it and go to line one. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Hello.
Hey, David. What's on your mind today, David?
Well, I was talking to the wife and some friends this weekend, and I'm going, you know, I think I've got a solution to all these children that are being sent up here from South America and Mexico illegally. And I'm going, we've got literally thousands and thousands of people that are trying to adopt children. And, hey, you're sent up here. We'll put them up for adoption. My guess is they will stop coming.
Yeah, you think that's true? You think they'll stop coming, or is that really what people are hoping is going to happen with these children?
Oh, I think that they figure that they're going to stay. They'll stay with auntie or grandma or mom and dad are going to be able to get them up here. But if they find out, you know, if they find out that, hey, we've got thousands of people that are, you know, that have paid tens of thousands of dollars to be on waiting lists in other countries to adopt people, put them up.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, but for a whole different reason. It's not just, I don't know that if that would necessarily turn off the spigot, but there are lots of people that want children in this country and are trying to adopt, and rules have been very difficult that way. What better than to pick up a child or to adopt a child who either is not necessarily wanted at home or in an economic situation where they're in a dire strait. Just to send them across the border and hope they can, you know, sneak across the river is one thing, but it does say something about the life of these children, and I think we all care about where children are at, and if we're taking care of them, and a better solution to do that than send them home. Now, I don't know if it works for all of them, but certainly it'd be good to see some kids getting picked up on this. It's really horrific when you start to look at what's going on at that Mexican border. I mean, you read, I'm sure, about the skirmish with the Mexican government on Friday, where they sent an attack helicopter to fire on our border patrol because they thought it was an invasion, or who knew what the reason was. Of course, they immediately apologized. But, you know, this stuff is getting out of hand. We have got to secure that border. And I don't mean to lock out kids, because I agree with you. We need to give those kids a safe landing place. But at the same time, we can't just have an open door. We have got to secure our border. It was fine when the economy was soft, because if you tracked what went on with illegal immigration, it really slowed it down because there weren't jobs here for people. But now that our economy is starting to percolate a little more, you know, people are starting to come back across the border, and it's getting out of control.
Oh, it is. And what happened Friday was inexcusable. I'm not interested in their apology.
Absolutely.
I'm interested in a safe border, and they need to be told behind the scenes the next time it happens, the helicopter.
Hey, David, I'm going to throw kind of a random question at you. Here's a kind of a topic that fits right in hand with this. Earlier this year, George Sinner, who's running for the U.S. Congress, came out and said that he believes that we should have full amnesty and citizenship for all the illegals. What's your reaction to that?
That's insane. My grandfather and grandmothers and great-grandfathers and grandmothers had to wait in line to come to the United States to get, you know, they had to wait in line. And it's our country. It's not that I think we're better than anybody else, but it's our country. There has to be rules and regulations. I don't like to drive slow, but they've got to have a rule out there to slow down the fat guy, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm with you wholeheartedly. We've got to do a better job at border patrol and border security, but this idea that somehow we're just going to roll these people and make them all citizens, and I get, you know, the Democrats are hot on that idea because they are hoping that those folks all vote for them then. But I'm telling you, that's, you know, rewarding illegal behavior just does not sit well with me or most of the people in this country. Hey, David, thanks for the call. We're going to go quickly. We just got a little bit of time here. Let's go to Kurt on line two. Kurt, are you still with us or did you give up on us here? Kurt, are you there? Oh, we lost Kurt.
Oh, well.
Let's go to line three. Welcome to the show. You're on What's On Your Mind. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I just had a comment about the immigration. My first comment is I think if we have federal laws, federal laws have to be enforced. Secondly, I don't think there's going to be any other solution to the problem from either party because both sides are trying to make something work without being looked like a villain or treated like a villain. So they can point the finger at the other guy when they try to propose something. My question is, we're bringing back a lot of military people from deployment overseas. Why can't these folks be hired to support along the border, to patrol the borders? Would that not be a solution to some of that?
Yeah, actually, I think that's a great idea. In fact, Senator John Hoeven had a bill in to try to beef up border security. So we'll talk more about this after the break.
Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
If frequent rains and cool soils continue into the growing season, be prepared to see some root rot. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field. In favorable conditions, infected seedlings may die. If they survive, plants with damaged root systems may be less productive later in the season, particularly if the weather becomes hot and dry. There isn't anything you can do to manage root rot once the seed is in the ground, but it is important to pay attention to root rot and record affected fields. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment or a resistant variety may also be good investments. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information on root rots, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to What's On Your Mind. Pat Finken sitting in with Todd, and sitting in place of Mr. Scott Hennon today. You're listening to the What's On Your Mind program, carried live across the Great Plains of North Dakota on KFYR AM, KCJV AM, KLTC, KTGO, and 1100 The Flag in Fargo, North Dakota. I got to tell you, it was 25 years ago that I was on KCJB as a radio announcer.
And you are again?
Well, I am older than dirt. That's really what that says. Anyway, welcome to the show. Great to be here. Kurt had a great point before the break, and we kind of had to cut him off because, of course, we have amateur hour as far as the host here is today. But the Kurt had a great point. Is why not put the military that's getting out? We have literally hundreds of thousands of men and women leaving the armed services over the next couple of years, all of them looking for a place to land on our economy. What better use for these trained individuals than to put them to protecting our borders? No question, that's a great solution. And in fact, it was something that not necessarily tied directly to the military, but Senator Hoeven had a bill in that was trying to pump up the number of people we have guarding our borders, as well as employ some new technology. No question that that's something we have to get done. Let's go back to the phones. Mike's on line one. Mike, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How are things in sunny South Dakota today?
It's beautiful. Everything's green. The sun's shining. Wonderful.
The birds are chirping. It's a great time to be close to North Dakota, right?
Absolutely.
What's going on, Mike?
Well, I appreciate your conversation, and you know, there's a lot of people that are trying to push people's perspective toward amnesty and so forth. And you know, I'm sure you do, like I do, consider myself to be blessed to have been born an American in the United States of America and so forth. But when it comes to trying to push people's perspective to amnesty, there's a flip side of that that's more appropriate. And that's quite simply, if you've entered this country illegally, you should not be allowed to stay and you should not be allowed to come back, period.
Well, how do you reward somebody for breaking the law? You know, and we've got some bigger problems in addition to just the amnesty issue. You know, I mean, we have this this whole deal about if whether you're born to citizens or not, if you're born in the country, you, of course, become a citizen of this country. And I don't mean to punish the children that are born here, but people actually come here just to have children so that they can be citizens. And, of course, then they bring their family later in life. I mean, that whole situation, that whole scenario was created to help bring the, you know, back in the days when slaves were freed, to make it possible to bring those people into society and to really emancipate the slaves and their families and bring them and make them part of our great culture here. But today, that's a very different and very dark kind of use of that law in our country. I agree with you. How do you reward people for coming here illegally? That's crazy. They go back. We've got to have some vehicle to deal with this issue, but to reward them with amnesty, I just don't get that at all. And obviously, Senator Sinner, who's a North Dakota senator, is running against Kevin Cramer for the Congress. And his point was the best thing we could do for the economy is to make them all citizens, give them all amnesty, put them to work in the economy. We've got hundreds of thousands of people coming out of the military that need a job. Why would we facilitate that when we have fine young men and women who have served this country who are going to need to enter that workforce? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Agreed.
Well, Mike, thank you very much. Let's keep the sunshine going. We had way too much rain here in Bismarck over the weekend. In fact, the big softball tournament got lost today as a result of that. So we're ready for some sunshine. Hopefully it'll be nice for a few days. So I'm leaving it up to you, Mike, to get that piece of it done.
We'll send you some up. Thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate it. Anyway, rest of the story is that, that is, of course, it's a hot-button issue in our society and in the political debate, and it's going to be an issue, obviously, because you have two very distinct kinds of people running for the U.S. Congress here in North Dakota. You've got North Dakota Senator George Sinner, who is clearly on the side of amnesty and wants a pathway to citizenship for all the illegals and thinks that's how we fix our economy. And then you have Congressman Cramer, who clearly doesn't buy into that and is opposed to amnesty and citizenship for, lawbreakers. And that also opens the door. How do we get our economy going again? This administration they couch everything they do in terms of what it's going to do to build the economy. You know, we're going to create green jobs. So don't pay any attention to the fact that we're going to shut down thousands of good paying jobs in the energy sector because we're going to replace them with those green jobs. Or, it seems like even when they start to pour out benefits for unemployment and all that, they always couch it as this is how we create jobs, when in fact this administration has done exactly the opposite. You know, a good story that came out over the weekend that really speaks to this is the Billings, Montana newspaper in 2008 came out and endorsed Barack Obama over John McCain for president. And this last weekend, they came back and said, we made a mistake. We should not have endorsed President Obama for president at that time. And this just speaks to the fact that this is a president who I don't think doesn't get how to jumpstart the economy. He just has a different agenda. And he likes to wrap everything in we're fixing the economy when that's just the opposite. Take a look at what's going on here in North Dakota. Just what he's doing with the EPA. And he's made it clear that he doesn't worry about Congress. Over the weekend in a speech in Minneapolis, the president was talking about how, well, Congress isn't going to do what I want him to do, so by gosh, I'm going to go ahead and do it with executive order. And the EPA is a good example of that. I mean, think about the fact that they're going to start regulating virtually every mud puddle in the prairie through what the EPA is trying to do with the Clean Water Act. Now, that was an act done to protect navigable waters. And now pretty much anywhere that there's water standing, they're going to call navigable, and that means they're going to be able to get in the business of virtually every ag and energy producer in North Dakota or this country. And that's the kind of overreach anti-business. At a time when this country needs good jobs, we have to be creating good jobs, and we're working just the opposite. This, you know, look at what happened in first quarter and the numbers that we saw where the economy actually dropped 3%. That's just evidence of the fact that this organization, this administration does not get it. They don't know how to create jobs, and quite frankly, they don't care. They've got an agenda, they've got a short window to do it, and by golly, it's time to do it. So anyway, the rest of the story is it has some dire effect on North Dakota, and I think we have to pay attention to what's going on there, because just look at what the EPA's done in terms of energy information. Todd pointing to the screen, obviously I need to pay attention to something here. oh, here it is. The Supreme Court, in a 5-4 decision, has ruled that unions cannot force non-union members to pay dues. That makes sense. Good for them. I can't believe that's a 5-4 decision. How do you force people who are not members?
That's just that it's going to be interesting to see what those decisions were.
Well, and then the Hobby Lobby decision just came out. I don't know if you've been following that at all, but Hobby Lobby sued the federal government over Obamacare, saying it was unconstitutional for them to force Hobby Lobby to provide health care benefits that were inconsistent with their religious beliefs. And they just ruled in favor of Hobby Lobby on that issue. So,
why do I feel like we've not heard the last of that, though?
Well,
but still.
The Supreme Court's kind of like the last bit until you go to the Constitution. Let's go to Lance on line one. Lance, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I just had a quick comment on the amnesty issue. I think one mistake that a lot of people are making is they're assuming that these people who are here illegal want to be citizens of the United States. I feel fairly confident that...
Lance, we're going to have to cut you off here because, sorry, we're up against a break, but thanks for the point.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Doesn't like ABBA.
You're waiting for the chorus to kick in.
Actually, it must be my the battery in my hearing aid must be going because I didn't hear him say, you got to tell the guy at GCN to turn up that little You're Live Now warning. You're listening to What's on Your Mind. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennin. I'm enjoying the day with my friend Todd here. And, of course, I want to thank Lance. We kind of cut Lance off in the last half hour just because we ran out of time and the brakes around here are hard, so you don't really have an opportunity to float with him. So, Lance, thanks for your call. A great point in terms of the fact that not everybody who's here illegally actually wants to be a citizen. I think that's a great point as well. Comes back to the fact that, you know, the idea that we just provide blanket amnesty for everybody is a crazy concept. So anyway, more to do on that issue. It's time to shift gears a little bit. Obviously, a lot going on in the state of North Dakota, one of the hottest economies, in fact, the hottest economy in the nation, probably one of the hottest economies in the world. And with us today is one of the guys charged to keep us heading down that path is Governor Jack Dalrymple. Jack, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, Pat. Good to hear from you.
Governor, it's always nice to have you on the show. And obviously, you were a busy guy last week. You had all the bigwigs in the oil and gas industry in town, and you had your pipeline summit, and a lot going on in that. I was, you know, I'm kind of plugged into that whole thing, and I was even amazed at the kind of numbers that are being bandied around in terms of investment in pipelines and pipeline activity for North Dakota.
Well, that's right, Pat. And, you know, I think we even stimulated a little bit of competitive spirit there last week. We even had one big announcement come right after the pipeline summit. I think people realize that you got to get out there and get going. And what really encourages me is that some of these huge projects are scheduled to be completed in just a little bit over 2 years. So there's action, and that's all good news for North Dakota, because that means that, you know, we can move our crude oil and our natural gas to market in pipelines, which is the safest and most efficient way to market petroleum.
Yeah, that, you know, that is the, I mean, obviously that's a critical component to keeping what's happening here in North Dakota going and going the right direction, is to get that infrastructure going. And obviously there's been a lot of work in that regard. You think about the fact that the amount of oil and gas production, how that's increased in just the last 5 or 6 years, the tremendous amount of investment and work that's already been done in that regard. It's really quite astounding when you look at the overall picture of what's going on here and how fast North Dakota's ramping up in that regard.
Well, that's right. And, you know, it's welcome news. These are huge investments. And, you know, you never know, like, if they're going to happen or not. But, you know, just recently, we've had three huge projects announced. Enbridge has a pipeline called Sandpiper. They're planning to build across North Dakota and Minnesota into Wisconsin, where it can hook up with other pipelines. And then last week we had a company called Enterprise Products that said they want to build a 1,200-mile pipeline from Stanley, North Dakota, all the way down to Cushing, Oklahoma. That's almost like a mini Keystone, only it starts in North Dakota, not in Canada. And then we have another announcement that came after the summit. Energy Transfer Partners are going to build a pipeline directly from the Bakken to Illinois. So it's big stuff. And actually, you add up all the capacity of those three projects together, and I think you're over 900,000 barrels a day. That's darn near our current production. So it
Which
just gives
is,
you an idea of the amount of capacity that people are talking about.
Well, and considering the fact that your new projections show us at a considerable number above where we are today, that is all the more important that this stuff gets done. What are we projecting? What do we think the top end of this is on the oil side?
You know, everybody's having a lot of fun, you know, kind of speculating on that now. And I even saw a study last week that was done at Stanford, where they did a huge statistical analysis and, you know, pretty sophisticated stuff. And I don't know, they have us getting to 1.7 million eventually, but who knows? All we know is that it's growing steadily and very predictably. And I think that we have an obligation to keep up with the infrastructure requirements.
Well, and I read, I think your pipeline commissioner, Mr. Kringsted, estimated that right now today, stuff in the works is somewhere north of $9 billion. Did I get that right?
I think that's probably right. I mean, you know, these numbers are just kind of off the chart. I mean, I remember when $1 billion used to mean something, you know. Now people throw these numbers around, 8-9 billion, like it's no big deal. But these are massive commitments to North Dakota, and it really says something about where we're headed.
So the big question I have, because obviously it's the right thing to do. You know, we talk about rail safety. Well, the best way to deal with rail safety is the fact that you put it in a pipeline. Same way with getting it out of here safely and getting it to where we need it. But, you know, it isn't as easy as North Dakota says, okay, let's build it. How do we get this done so that we can, you know, work with other states to facilitate this? I think about the Sandpiper, and obviously that's the Enbridge program, and, you know, they've worked very hard, and they've got their North Dakota ducks in a row and ready to go. But that project's got to get through Minnesota to make that happen. What do we have to do to make sure it gets done beyond just our borders?
Well, I think we have to talk to other states and, you know, make sure they understand the great benefits that come from that. Really, these projects are regional. And there are huge benefits, you know, even to the state that's not producing the petroleum. You know, North Dakota's providing a lot of jobs that are being taken advantage of by Minnesotans. And we know from looking at statistics that, you know, people are coming over from western Minnesota, taking jobs in North Dakota. That helps the economy of the whole region. So we're going to talk to our neighbors about, you know, the value of doing this, and it's just so much better than having dozens of trains going through town every day.
Well, I think there's no question of that. And in fact, one of the things that's interesting is that, you know, the especially with the Sandpiper or with some of these new pipelines, is the fact that they run east and west. That's really been the holdup here in North Dakota. You know, there's a kind of a backup in Cushing for oil to get through that to some of the other places in the country. So to go east to west opens up all kinds of new markets, takes out the discount rate. I mean, the fact that we're starting to develop east-west pipelines and build more infrastructure, not only north and south to Texas and Cushing, Oklahoma, but also then to do it east to west is very important, isn't it, to actually having a robust market and options for our producers?
Well, that's the thing, Pat. We have to be able to access all the markets in order for this to work well. And, you know, Energy Transfer Partners is kind of works with Sunoco. They would like a pipeline to go all the way from the Bakken to their refineries on the East Coast. And that is the most efficient way of doing it long term, and they know that. But even that Cushing market down in Oklahoma has really turned around. The guy from Enterprise was explaining that to the conference last week. There used to be six major pipelines that went north from the Gulf Coast up to Cushing to supply the southern United States. Now all six of those pipelines have been reversed, and they are flowing south from Cushing. And that's creating a much improved market in Cushing, Oklahoma for our stuff.
By the way, if you've got a question for the governor, the number here is 800-228-0550. I want to branch out a little bit about to a couple of things that happened last week in addition to the pipeline conference, if you're willing to go there. Number one is the fact that there was a report done, you know, a lot of hype around Bakken crude being so much more volatile than other kinds of oil and so much more dangerous. And, I mean, you've just gotten a lot of media hype over that. And of course, last week a report came out that said that, you know, Bakken crude is about average in terms of volatility and in terms of it was all media hype in terms of somehow this was exceptionally more dangerous to handle than other forms. You know, that's got to be a, you know, good news for the state of North Dakota as you try to figure out how to get this stuff out of here safely.
Well, that's right. And I think that the testing is pretty well established that it's just a typical light crude oil. There's nothing particularly dangerous about it. One of the issues that comes up, you know, is whether or not this product that comes right out of the ground has had the gases like removed from it, like, you know, at the well site. And boy, I told our people the other day that you need a glossary, you need a dictionary for all these terms that there are in the industry. They talk about stabilizing oil, and then they talk about processing oil, then they talk about conditioning oil, and, you know, then they talk about chilling the oil. And, you know, it's pretty easy to get confused, but it all has to do with taking the natural gases out of the oil or out of the raw gas, you know, as soon as possible. And our people are looking into that. We want to be sure that happens, like, right at the well site, if at all possible.
Well, and obviously, you know, it doesn't diminish the fact that we need pipeline infrastructure to handle this. It's like you said before, it's the safest way. Governor, do you have time to stay on until after the break and cover a couple more issues, or do you have to hit the get back to work?
Well, I do have somebody waiting to speak with me, Pat, so I don't have a lot of time, but if you have some, like, you know, burning question, you know, I don't want to duck you.
Okay, well, why don't you give us just a couple minutes to do this break, and we'll be back with you.
Booming, booming, booming. People line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry. He's blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisles.
Get your coupons at the door with locations in Williston, Bismarck, Devil's Lake, Grand Forks, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Bemidji, and two Fargo locations.
Generous, generous Jerry. A fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
My childhood experience was me just riding around our farmstead. I think bicycling is a great tool to bring families together. The best part about riding as a family is sometimes not the bike ride itself. It's about the stops along the way. I love being able to see these other families that come in that want to have the same experiences that I've had. I'm Aaron Romaine, and I'm one of the bike experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops to advertise and save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Brought to you in part by High Plains Apache, your local source for access to 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the application industry. Rely on your ET Ag Center for application parts, including spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, and much, much more. Apache sprayer sales, equipment service, and training. The Apache's 5-year warranty and extended 2-year warranty give the Apache sprayers the best coverage in the industry at High Plains Apache. They have models from 750 gallons to 1,200 gallons with booms up to 132 feet. That's going to help cover some ground. The Apache sprayers have the lightest footprint in the industry. And this year, it's been kind of wet. Got wetter over the weekend. It allows you to get in and spray. Look for used or new equipment online. Check it out, highplainsapache.com.
And you're listening to What's On Your Mind. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennon, along with Mr. Lovely, Todd, the radio god. And our guest is Governor Jack Dalrymple. Governor, I apologize for holding you after the break. You're dealing with amateur hour here, so, you know, managing that clock and hitting those hard breaks is not something that us rookies do very well. So I apologize that we got pushed into the next segment, and I appreciate you hanging around for a few minutes.
That's fine, Pat.
I did want to cover one other issue, and that is simply the fact that obviously tomorrow there's going to be a big announcement on the new flaring plan for the state of North Dakota. I just wanted to get your kind of your prelim take on that. As in addition to the fact that I read some of your comments at the Pipeline Summit, and you know, the state seems to be getting tougher and tougher with the industry over the flaring issue. And I'm just curious on your take. Obviously, everybody understands in the early stages of development, there are going to be things like the flaring issue that's going to be a problem. This isn't like Texas where we have 50 years of infrastructure. We're trying to do all that in a matter of 3 or 4 years. But there was definitely a tone in some of your comments in that regard, and I just wanted to get your take on that issue.
Well, Pat, I think we've turned the corner now on flaring, and it is going to gradually, you know, get better and better. The problem that we have had is twofold. First of all, like you say, the infrastructure is really not there in North Dakota to gather gas and move it to pipelines and processing facilities. That is something new for us. Unlike Texas and Oklahoma, have had that in place for 50 years. The second part of it is that the Bakken is essentially an oil play. So they are up here drilling for oil, not gas. And the gas that comes is nice, and it's very plentiful, but that is not the main target. So it becomes almost like a byproduct of oil exploration, and that makes it difficult because people are not going to stop drilling as long as they're hitting these high-producing oil wells. What we have done is change the rules now, and we are saying that before you drill any well, whether it's looking for oil or gas, you're going to have a gas capture plan that you can show to the Industrial Commission, and they are going to have to be satisfied that you have a place for the gas to go. And that is a significant change, and I think the industry is working with us on this, and that is the most encouraging part, is that they are saying that they will commit to this, and, you know, they know that we have to get on top of the flaring problem.
Well, it also speaks to the fact that the infrastructure is starting to get caught up. I mean, you couldn't force these folks into capturing that gas if there was no place to put it. But clearly, the billions that has been invested in North Dakota already from Hess and some of those folks really has started to make a difference in our ability to handle that gas flow piece of it. And it's difficult because, you know, natural gas prices have been pretty low. So it's not always an economic issue. It's in this case, probably going to be more about the fact that that's a requirement more than anything, don't you think?
Well, that's right. And you know, the investments in gas processing also are being made. We can't fault these companies for not, you know, investing the dollars. There's one company alone, One Oak. It's O-N-E-O-K, One Oak, is in the gas processing business. By the end of 2015, I think they're going to have invested $6 billion, just one company, in gas processing plants, and they're building them really as fast as they can. So, you know, the commitment is there. That is the answer. Get it into a processing plant. Take the valuable liquids out of the gas and get it transported to market. So we know that, you know, this is all coming, and it will get better and better.
No, no question about it. And what I was really interested in, actually quite pleased to see, is the way that you approached the whole flaring issue. Rather than some government-driven mandate, you really did engage the industry. And as a result, we have a very realistic plan that's going to make a difference. I mean, they're talking about getting it down to, what, somewhere around 10% here in just the next few years.
Yeah, our goal is to get to 85% captured by 2016 and 90% captured by 2020. And the industry people think that that is possible. I think it's impressive at the plan that they have helped us lay out for the state.
Governor, I'm going to have to cut you off there. We are hitting up against the next break, but I wanted to thank you for coming in. I know how busy you are, and I appreciate the update.
Always good to talk with you, Pat. See you later.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash. Talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight. Drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning. Ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.